I'm great. We enjoyed the celebrations yesterday and last night, so I'm looking forward to more tonight and delighted to be bringing the cup back to Cork.
Has the realisation of six in a row sunk in yet?
I think people are starting to talk about it a bit more, and I suppose you can enjoy it now at this stage. You know, before the match, it's not something you want to talk about or be thinking about, but definitely now that we've it done, and when you see all the 6 years in a row going up on the bus, it definitely is special.
Putting your medals aside, you do something amazing. Every traditional team does it. You went to Crumlin and Temple Street this morning. How was that?
Yeah, brilliant. It's great to, you know, to be in a position to do that. And I suppose, you know, we all play football because we enjoy it and because we're very lucky to be able to do it. And there's a lot of people who'd love to be able to and they aren't. So, you know, we have to remember them and appreciate the fact that we are very, very lucky. And it was great to go and meet the kids. And even the Dublin kids, I think, were happy to see the cup coming.
Speaking of the controversy today, now that it's all behind you, had you any worry in your head that they'd a bit of replay?
No, to be fair, we didn't. We known, you know, I suppose we talked all year about things that are in our control and out of our control. That was something we had no control over. So we were just focusing on, you know, anything that we could control. We had nothing to do with that. And as I said, we're just going to enjoy the victory now.
Look, you're amazing heroes. And I hope you have an amazing homecoming here in Cork. Congratulations again, Ciara O'Sullivan.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It was a fantastic crowd there, considering it's not a very nice night. So we're absolutely thrilled. It's kind of a very humbling experience to come into town, to come, and as I said, there's no place like Cork, so we're absolutely delighted. It's a very proud moment for myself and my family to come back to such a reception.
Spoke to your mum earlier, she couldn't have been prouder of you.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, she is, I don't know, but I'm very proud of what we've achieved this year, to be honest about it. You know, as a group, we started off, you know, we didn't really know the girls that well, and we walked our way through the season and you know, and we won 3 competitions, which, you know, was beyond our wildest dreams, really. So we're delighted now, and hopefully it's just the start. You know, people are obviously in the cocker, you know, and on the wane, and the older girls can't continue, but there are some very good young girls coming through as well, so we're looking forward to that now.
Yeah, look, they had crucial scores yesterday. Dieran and Rona, was probably the two that came on and did quite a lot for you yesterday.
Yeah, Dieran has had a horrendous year with injuries. She hurt her knee earlier on the year, and then she had a back problem, so hopefully now she'll get a run at it. But the 3 points she kicked yesterday were unbelievable, really, especially under that kind of pressure. You know, but she always seems to have that in her locker. She can kick it a mile and is very, very accurate. So so we're delighted for her. But like, that was just one segment of what I thought was a brilliant second half performance.
Yeah, it was quite amazing. The girls show true inspiration, and like all possible routes they took yesterday in the second half, they just came out fighting.
Yeah, they did. They drove on, and you know, the goal, I suppose, was crucial. You know, and Rona is absolutely deadly. I mean, the reason we put her in there after half time was for scores, and there's nobody better in front of goal than Rona. So it worked for us yesterday, but she's been doing that consistently over the year, so it didn't come as much of a surprise, to be honest.
I suppose putting the medals behind as well, the tradition of going to Crumlin and Temple Street is quite amazing, and the girls all spoke about their experience today.
Yeah, and like, it's, you know, people ask me and time again about pressure and taking over from Eamon and all of that. I mean, that's not pressure. The only pressure I feel in football is pressure I put on myself to be as good as I can be with it. Real pressure is trying to pay our mortgage, and as you say, 6 children in Crumlin really, you know, brings it home to you that, you know, there are very much more important things in life. But that said, you know, football is a big part of all our lives, and you know, we try to get the best out of ourselves while we're there. And this year has been absolutely brilliant for me personally, and for the team as a group. They're used to it. It's my first year, so I just want to acknowledge their contribution and also the contribution of my backroom staff, you know, James and the lads who brought in with me.
It's great to put that controversy behind you today and for you to be able to enjoy your homecoming.
Yeah, well, I mean, that had nothing to do with us. You know, the rules of the association are there. We all know hockey wasn't available, so that didn't come as any surprise. You can't talk about it retrospectively. You know, it should be there probably for All Ireland finals, but I mean, that's out of our hands. That's the Ladies Gaelic Athletic Association, so nothing to do with us. We just did our job, and thankfully we came out the right side of it.
Well, yeah, thankfully you did come out the right side. I'll let you go in and enjoy your celebration. Thanks so much for speaking to Red FM.
You're very welcome.
The crack was just 90 last night, so just unbelievable, and we just had the time of our lives for the last 2 days.
Some of you are quite stuck for words tonight, which is astonishing after all the medals you do have.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of chatterboxes on the team, but a lot of people are quiet, and it's just, you can't even put into words just just, I suppose, look, the last however long, the last 10 years has just been fantastic, and it's just been, like I said before, an absolute roller coaster, and we were just so happy to be on it.
Like, Eva came out in the second half yesterday and showed great courage and inspiration to anyone that wants to play in future. There's loads of young girls here tonight. Have you anything to say to them to build their courage when they to play the game?
100%. Like, I suppose, look, we're just delighted that girls are getting out playing football. That's what this is all about. We were small girls like them, you know, many, many moons ago, and like, football was our life, and I would just love to see as many girls in Cork get involved in ladies football. The benefits are just bountiful, and you make friends for life, and I suppose that's the big thing that we're after getting out of this whole experience, is just the friends that I've made. You can't even put them into words, like, how the fun times we've had.
I was speaking to Breed, and she said she doesn't know what she's going to do every night of the week now. She's like, I'm going to miss the girls. When am I going to see them?
We'll be WhatsApping each other like crazy, I'd say. The Snapchats will be going through the roof. But we'll meet up a lot during the winter, and we'll have great all fun. And that's it, I suppose. Look, we're like a family. You know, we've been together through thick and thin, and you know, thankfully there's been a lot of up times, more so than down times.
A massive congratulations from everyone at Red FM, Breed. You're amazing ambassador for Cork.
Super, thank you so much.
It's fantastic. It's just great to see families, friends, and you know what, at the end of the day, that's all you want. And in hard times, all you want is your family and your friends, and they're here today, and you know, it's fantastic.
I can see you're quite emotional tonight. 17 All-Ireland medals, how does that feel?
It's great, but without the girls around us, we'd be nothing. Without the Deirdre Rileys, the Breed Stack, the Angela Welches, the Elaine Harst, the Julie Murphys, the Jordan Flynn's, the Valeries, we'd be nothing.
You can name them all, I'm sure.
Yeah, but we just need those girls to help us out, and the Orla Finns, the Orla Farmers, the Derns, the Kiras. They're what define all of us, and we define them, and that's what it's all about, is a team effort.
I suppose we'll speak about the tradition of going to Crumlin and Temple Street this morning. How is that, Faye? Puts things quite into perspective as well, as when you headed in there this morning.
I suppose I've been there once or twice. I actually didn't go this morning myself, but without a doubt, it's just great to have health. It's great, and you know, I think everybody has the moments in their lives where things aren't going right, and you know, it's great to have these moments to inspire people.
Whether I suppose, have yourself and Rena discussed having 34 All-Ireland medals between you at all at any stage today?
Not at all. We just enjoy being with the bunch of girls. We just love it. Me and Rena, I don't know what we're going to do for the winter. We're only going to see each other maybe once a week, if less. From six times a week to once a week is going to be a hard withdrawal, but we'll ring each other and we'll talk about it, and we'll enjoy the winter.
Congratulations from everyone at Red FM, and enjoy your celebrations, Breed, all right?
We'll enjoy it, Grant. Not a matter at all. Thanks very much.
Yeah, we're delighted. Do you know what? It's been a roller coaster, 24 hours now, and it's our first time being involved, but we're thrilled. The final whistle went, and it's a bit of a, I suppose, a relief, really. Like, it was nip and tuck for the whole game, you know, and there was talks about a replay and stuff like that, but that's done and dusted now, so we're just very happy. We're just enjoying it now, you know?
Yeah, like, the girls are out there signing autographs. You can still see that it means so much to them. Even some of them are claiming their 11th All-Ireland title.
Yeah, like, that's, I suppose, the one thing about the girls. They're delighted, like, and like, it's all about the young people coming up and their role models to them, and they know that as well. Like, no matter how much joy you get for today, they always know that they have a job to do as well, and you know, everyone's just very happy. I'm just delighted for everyone to come out tonight. Now, look, it's raining and stuff like that, but, like, it's great for the girls, you know what I mean? It's great.
Yeah, I suppose some of the girls, Rona came on yesterday and got a crucial score for you. She's renowned for it at this stage.
She is, yeah. Do you know, Rona, like I'd probably love to start Rona in every bloody game because she's so lethal, you know what I mean? But, like, she came on, she gave a speech before, I suppose, they actually started the game for the subs to stay tuned in, you know, and because it's a massive bearing, you know, there's a few of the girls there. And, like, I know we only brought on two yesterday, but we could have brought on a handful of them, like, to be fair. But we're just delighted. Like, Rona is clinical. Like, when she gets the ball, like, you know, we know that she's going to produce it, and she did, you know.
Yeah, I suppose yesterday was amazing for you to change and break the record above in Croke Park with 34,000, nearly 35,000 people there.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like especially against the Dubs, like we ran onto the pitch and it was a massive, you know, cheer. But when the Dublin crowd rang on, there was a massive, massive cheer. They had an awful lot of people. But you know what? My family went up. They were driving up and they were saying that there was busloads of Cork, there was a busloads of Nemo people. It was great to get the support, and do you know what we needed in the end? I suppose we clung on for dear life at the end, you know. But I still think we deserved it. I know there was a bit of controversy about the point or whatever, like, but we are 4 points up with about 30 seconds to go. Do you know, as Aoife said there, it would have been a change of scenario if it was any other way, you know.
Had you any worry at all today that there could have been a pre-play? Look, at least it's put behind you and you can enjoy your homecoming.
Yeah, no, I don't think there was. Like, there's been mistakes in every single, like, in clubs all over the country. Like, and like, if this happened today, it would have set a precedence for an awful lot of objections, you know what I mean? Like, the umpire is there, the referee is there. There was a mistake, it was a point, like, don't get me wrong. But as I said, the last 5 minutes altered the way we played. Like, if we were a point up, like, there's not a hope that we would have given away a penalty, you know what I mean? And that's the way we see it, like, you know. And like, I know there's an awful lot of controversy about saying that we're cheats and stuff like that. We're six times, like, you know, Eamon, Aoife or whatever, like, we are six times All-Ireland champions, and like, it's due to those girls out there, you know, no one else, you know.
Yeah, look, they're amazing ambassadors. Every single one of them are so humble. I've spoken to a lot of them, and it's just like as if they haven't won anything. I just can't get over the inspiration that they've shown. There's loads of young girls here that are inspired to be like them when they grow up, and it's so nice to see that so many people came out in support of them.
Oh, it's great. I looked at an awful lot of articles from Dublin, and they were on about this hunger, you know. But like, genuinely, like, a lot of these girls are more hungry than anything. Like, and like, I find it hard because, you know, we play with Nemo, we're successful, like, but it's very hard to get hunger every year, but they seem to be able to do it. Half time today, you know it was 4 points to three or whatever, like, we needed something to happen, and they did. They pulled it out of the bag, and the second half runs was excellent. Like, the first half with Torrens wasn't good, and we know that, like, you know, but they pulled it out. They're winners, like, and like, no matter what anyone says, you can have sports psychologists, you can have anything, it doesn't matter when it comes to the likes of Breed, you know, Breed and Deirdre Riley and all these, like, you know, they're sports psychologists than us, you know.
Yeah, I suppose at half time, when you in, what were the feels like in the dressing room? Was it true that Breed did bring out two photographs for you?
Yeah, I think the photographs were there, like, and there was a subdued attitude, I think, at half time. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of people talking, like, and I thought there'd be an awful lot of roaring. Aoife spoke nicely, he didn't roar, and then all of a sudden, then obviously Breed spoke about this, and like, do you know, I still think they would have done it. Like, Breed is obviously unbelievable, you know, not like, but I think it's the actions on the pitch, you know, the winning the 50-50 ball and the hard play. Like, every score we got today, like, we watched it there. We went to Bob Fox's pub on the way down, Pat Fox's, sorry, and we watched it, like, and every score we got, like, we ground it out, like, from there were hard points to score, like, and Dearon came up trumps, you know, and Ciara Sullivan set up for Ronan Buckley to score the goal, like 1-7 to 1-6, like, bad conditions, lashing rain, like, you know, and they dug it out. But I suppose the difference about these girls is that you have no fear of them when it comes to the psychology kind of stuff, because they can grind it out.
I suppose I'll let you enjoy the celebration. Thanks so much for talking to me, James.
Yeah, no bother, no, we're delighted, and as I said, Red FM have been brilliant throughout the year for the girls and stuff. That's just 34,000, hopefully we can, if we do get the next year, there'll be 40,000 and stuff.
A massive congratulations from everyone at Red FM.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we're joined here with Aoife's man, Chris. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, thank you.
And how proud are you of Aoife after yesterday?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And Red FM are outstanding, and thank you very, very much.
No hassle, we're more than happy to support the ladies footballers. They're 11 times All-Ireland.
Brilliant.
Out of 12 seasons, they have won 11 times. It's just astonishing how experienced and amazing that team are.
They're amazing. And if you football, you know their football is...
Well, I'd say they're the greatest team of all time. And ladies, without a doubt, you know. And they have some of those girls there, Breed Stack, knowing them, like, they could play with men. They're that good, like, you know.
Well, they have serious experience behind them, and they come out, and I'm so glad everyone came out in their thousands yesterday to support them. They broke a record yesterday. It was quite amazing.
But they never get flustered, no matter what way the score is going, like, they never seem to lose the cool, like, you know. They just play away. do their job, get on with it.
It's amazing. I suppose you celebrated well into the night, you did.
No, they stayed above. We came home.
You came home. Yeah, you didn't celebrate with
no,
them.
No, we probably go to dinner. They'll probably have a dinner, you know. So we go to please God and His Holy Mother.
So as Aoife's mom, what have you to say to him after yesterday?
Well done, Aoife. I love you.
Oh, well done. Congratulations
Thank
again.
Thank you very much.
And I'm joined here at Rona's mom, Geraldine. How do you feel?
Absolutely brilliant. Can't wait for them to arrive now. I suppose they'll be here in the next half an hour.
Were you celebrating long into the night last night?
No, not too long. I think I went to bed around 2 o'clock. I was exhausted from the whole thing.
I suppose we have to talk about Rona's crucial score yesterday, her goal.
Yeah, that's what she's good at, I suppose. All she sees is the back of the net, you know.
All the girls yesterday saying she's renowned for it, and at this stage they'll keep her, they said.
Yeah, well, like, of course Rona would love to start, but she's known now as the super sub, so I think that'll stick to her now for another bit.
Well, look, enjoy the celebrations. We hope to speak to her soon. Congratulations again.
Yeah, okay, thanks very much.